question was asked in Halakha, what would be the proper way to pronounce some of the words and the letters in the Hebrew alphabet? And you say, what kind of halakhic ramification is this? You're teaching me how to read. Maran writes in Siman Samech Bet, Afalpi shemitzvah ledekdek ba'otiyoteha, kera'a velo dekdek bahem yasa. The laws of Kiryat Shema, Maran is posek. It's a mitzvah to be very precise in the letters. The Mishnah Berurah explains, En ha'anyan shelo yizkira tevot va'otiyot. We're not discussing over here that you're able to miss letters and mispronounce the words. We're talking where you weren't meticulous in saying the Shema with every pronunciation and every nuance. For example, you didn't specify Leman Tizkeru, you didn't say the Zion extra loud. Maran holds, preferably you should. But the Di'avad, if you weren't meticulous and you did not medakdeg, the Di'avad you were yotzeh. So Hakam ben Tzion, Alav Shalom, goes through some letters in the alphabet that one should make a difference, especially during Kiryat Shema. For example, he makes a difference between the letter Tet and Taf. Even though they're both T sounding, the T sound, but there is a difference between the letter Tet, which is a stronger letter, than the letter Taf. Well, for that matter, there's a difference between the letter Kaf with a Dagesh, is Kaf, or a Kof. Kof is coming more from the throat. It's a stronger sound. Ukhshartam. The Kof is stronger than a Kaf. For that matter, we make a difference between a Samech and a Saddi. Samech is like an S, S. But a Saddi is a little stronger. Today, some people came along and now they pronounce the Saddi like TZ. They say T. But the real way is the way the Arabs pronounce the same letter, which is a little stronger than the Samech. It's su, like susi. It's a stronger Sadi, it's a stronger letter. This would be a dikduk. For that matter, we have a difference between the letter gimal. If the letter gimal has a dagesh in it, we say gimal. If the letter gimal does not have the dagesh in it, we pronounce it gimal. Like the Israelis would pronounce a resh, that's the way we would pronounce a gimal without a dagesh. And therefore, again, one should try to be medakdek when he's saying these letters to say them with the proper pronunciation. I know it's going back to school, but this is the proper way to say the Kiryat Shema. For that matter, there's a big mahloket how to pronounce the letter bet when there's no dagesh in it. When there's a dagesh in the bet, it's obvious it's bet. When there's no dagesh in the bet, the Benish Hai says in Rav Ta'alim, that in Baghdad, they would not make a difference between a bet with a dagesh and a bet without a dagesh. They would say bet, as if it was the same letter. And the Ben Shai was against this. He screamed about it. He says, nothing you can do already. That's what they're doing in Baghdad. And he held, and Hakam ben Tzion also held, that there is a difference between the bet and a vet. A bet without a dagesh is like the letter that we have, we call it a V, would be the same sound. Even though a lot of the Halabiyyah like to not make a difference, they say bit strong and then if we are, they say it's soft. But the proper way would be to really make a difference between these two otiyot, as brought down in Vanish High. And Hakam ben Tzion brings proofs from Maran Bet Yosef that there is a difference between a bit and a vet. It should be pointed out that the Mishnah Berurah concludes and says, whoever is able to read the Shema slowly and be meticulous at every letter and every pronunciation, he says, Hamedakdek bahem, Secharo shemitzaninim lo Gehinam. They cool off to him, Gehinam. It seems that's a reward. Instead of the furnaces being full force, they lower the Gehinam. What's the measure for measure? Shumitak keneged vida. Shemahar shu me'orer atzmo bazeh omriyat chomo atingayin adakdek ba'otiyot. Takes a person control, especially in Shema, where he knows it fluently, takes some control to that natural heat to go fast. So you controlled your natural heat your tendency to go fast. So in Shamayim also they will control heat of Ge'inam to make it cooler.